Love.
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 Hair.
Love.
Love.
Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Demarkfarbe.
Discount. Discount.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
This is how you're starting the podcast?
Rogue, I'm going to kill you. That's how I want to open the show. That's how I'm starting the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Rogue is a dead guy.
Why?
Gap.
Why? What have I ever done to you? I mean, besides, made fun of your hair.
Rogue is just extremely annoying today. She's all chirpy and bubbly and
grumpy boy.
You know, sometimes, does it annoy you guys when someone is just too happy, too excited, everything is just
amazing? It annoys everybody.
Doesn't it annoy you guys? Well, that's exactly what Rogue is right now. See, there's nothing funny, but she's still giggling and laughing. Can somebody please explain why? Anybody? Except Rogue. Because she's going to rattle off like 100 things that don't make sense.
Fine.
But she's still happy about them.
I'm not going to list them for you, even though there's a long list. So everybody, welcome to the show. This is where your favorite siblings bicker and also dole out relationship advice. And we are Prem and Rogue. We are lovesick fools.
That's us.
Giving you the best intimacy coaching that you get for free. Matlab, itne mein itna hi milega. On this podcast.
Bilkul. Kya bola hai yaar, Rogue? Kya baat hai?
So, pray me. What's up? What have you been up to? Why are you so grumpy and grouchy and not in a good mood?
Because I've been sick and I'm on antibiotics.
Oh, that sucks. And are you getting better?
Well, I just started them, so I'll know in the next day or two.
Yuck. Okay. Well, you're clearly not feeling the love. And how are things going in the S and the D department?
The shaker and dance, shake and dance department.
That's exactly what I meant, yes.
Yeah. So the shaking has been good and the dancing goes and comes.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh my God. So sex and dating, right?
So dancing goes and comes. Like what?
So I go on dates. And,
okay, no, stop, yeah, I mean, stop. That's no, gross.
Okay.
Right, okay. So, we're going to take a question today about what exactly? We've got Vipul has sent us a question. We're calling him Vipul. His real name is not Vipul.
It's not, but Vipul wants us to urgently reply to a question that he has. So, the question is about time lapsing and next getting in touch and something to do with revenge.
Ooh, revenge is a dish best served cold. That's what they say. I'm not big on revenge.
Indeed. I think it depends with me. Like revenge, it just depends on the situation.
It's a very big word. It makes me think of like the Count of Monte Cristo going and, you know, killing people and exacting vengeance for past wrongs and imprisonments and sword fights. So,
okay, not to that extreme, but in modern day times, you know, things are a little different.
No swords.
As in things are done differently.
Okay. All right, we'll come back to that after this little tiny itty bitty break.
So don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
And we're back, and I'm still in a good mood, so hey, everybody.
Yeah, you're going to have to tolerate this for the next 20 minutes. So be prepared. There's a lot of happiness oozing out from one side.
Hey, people love me.
Yeah, they do.
And a lot of general misanthropy coming from the other side. Anyway, we'll balance each other out. There's a happy medium somewhere.
Yeah, so they love you. They might change their mind after this episode.
I hope not. Okay. All right. Let's get back to business. Let's give them what they're actually here for.
Okay. Check this out.
Love.
Love.
And.
And.
Danger.
So Vipul writes in saying that his girlfriend had dumped him. And at the time, he tried very hard to get back with her, sent her all these romantic letters, emails, messages, and then she was very adamant and she broke his heart. And she just moved on very quickly. And he, of course, struggled for 2 months, as he states. Now, he obviously, after that 2 months, he gave up getting in touch. And a year later, she gets in touch with him. And she's all normal. She just wants to Netflix and chill. And so he was, of course, first really shocked and taken aback that she got in touch with him after an entire year. And she wants to hang with him. So he is in two minds because half of him wants to go meet her just to dump her ass and take this kind of a revenge on her. But the other half is curious to see where it goes. And he is convinced that, you know, there's just she just wants to hook up. And half of him thinks that, why the hell not? What do I have to lose? So he's asked us to help him out and weigh out the pros and cons of both sides. And he's very clear that this is not a romantic thing. It's just a hooking up session.
That's kind of interesting. I don't even know if girls think that way. Like this revenge thing, maybe they do. And I'm just like kind of startled that this is 50% of his thought process.
So I can kind of relate to that because, or any guy actually would be able to relate to that because that basically means that you stop thinking from your head, the one on top. And then at the same time, he's also thinking logically about what should be done. So he is very confused about whether he should go or not.
Okay, so break it down for me. I'm not quite, like I'm not on board with this. I'm a little surprised.
Well, I think that's why even Vipul is surprised. That's why he's asking us.
So if he's listened to our show before, he probably should be able to tell what Prem and Rogue will say. And that was like a 4-second show.
I want to know, Rogue, what would you say?
I would say many things, but
keep it classy.
That too. I would also say that we try to be very ethical in dating and we're trying to sort of help with this podcast to set up like an etiquette of dating. And our basic philosophy is do unto others as you would want done unto you. I think that philosophy sort of threads to every bit of advice we ever give anybody who writes to us or pings us or, you know, tweets or DMs us, is that be the best sort of person you can be. And revenge, when you're treating somebody badly because they treated you badly, is just perpetuating this cycle of bad dating behavior. Because then you'll hurt her, then you'll be hurt, and all that. And it'll continue.
Okay, so basically what Rogue is trying to say is that when Vipul decides to go and meet this girl, he should be honest and tell her that you hurt me so much and I was so much in love with you and blah, 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 blah. I think...
No. Wait, don't put words in my mouth.
Why? Isn't
very funny. Now you're in a good mood. Huh? No, I'm not saying he has to do anything. Hopefully he's moved on and he doesn't want to share this kind of stuff with her, especially if they're not getting into a relationship. If they're just hooking up as consenting adults, you know, they should do whatever they want to do. But what I have a problem with is using somebody with a different agenda. If you're each of you just content to hook up, like sex with your ex. I mean, perfect, right? This person already knows you and your sweet spots and you are compatible. You've had sex before. That's a great scenario. Win-win. But going into it to then, I mean, have the sex and then this, you know, dastardly agenda of, oh, I'm going to stick my sword in your heart and twist it because you did this to me. That's a little juvenile, I think, Pipul and Prem.
Okay, fine. Rogue, Rogue is right. It is very juvenile and very immature. So Vipul, before you make any moves, you should actually ask yourself these questions and be very honest with yourself. And ask yourself if you have gotten over this girl completely. Do you still hold all this animosity and angst towards her? because you know, you don't want to do something that you're going to feel kind of stupid about later on. And if you find yourself that you still have all these issues, you know, underneath all that, then you should learn to cope with it or deal with it, or, you know, maybe speak to a counselor, or, you know, privately message Rogue, because this is what we do.
Right. Or write a journal, or, you know, talk to your friends. Like, I think from your question, it sounds like you might have a little more baggage than you thought you did if you're like contemplating revenge. So if you've got baggage with this girl that's coming up now, it's going to affect whatever relationship you get into with anybody, right? If you can work it out by having sex with her and then let it go, and I'm shaking my head.
You know, Vipul, that would be...
Graham has raised his eyebrows.
That would be the best case scenario.
Yeah.
This is one of the rare occasions where you can actually bake your cake and eat it too. Because, let's face it, I mean, if you know why she's calling you, then I don't see the problem. Do you, Ro?
No.
So, Vipul, there's another way. You can keep it absolutely classy. Walk in there, be nice, be charming. Appease the girl, you know. You already, like Rogue said, you already know her sweet spots. You've been with her. Make her really happy and then walk away with your head held high. Mission accomplished, brother. Do it like that.
Yeah, so dignity intact. If you can handle it without like tying yourself up in knots, you know, consenting adults having good sex is amazing. And just be careful though of back burner syndrome, and also making sure that you're available for other stuff if your end game is different than just hooking up with your ex. And that, I think, is something we should discuss in a different episode.
So the back burner stuff we actually discussed in a couple of episodes before with our psychologist, Sonali Gupta. So I would actually let the listeners know that why don't you go back a little bit, listen to the episodes, and even you should, Vipul, check it out.
Yeah. And so I think we have given you the pros and cons of both options and done our duty, as we always do.
Yes, we have. We're going to take a quick break and we shall return
with some bonus stuff. Stay tuned.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
Hello, we are back. It is Prem and Rogue. Well, who else would it be? Wait, this is the LSD Cast and we are your hosts, and we are the ones who are always here for you, because we love you. And we love talking.
Yeah.
And we love giving advice. And Prem is shaking his head because I'm not letting him say anything.
Because we have an Enthu cutlet with us. And the Enthu cutlet's name is Rogue.
Yes. Well, for today.
Oh, wow. I wonder what's going to happen. Like, I feel like after this podcast, I think Rogue is going to take a nap. That's what I predict. Like, her day's energy has been spent in this one podcast, I feel.
Don't be daft. I have lots of energy left. But speaking of Enthu cutlets, do you remember this guy who once came to one of our parties? And I'm trying to remember, I think I invited him. I'm trying to remember why. But after that, he like really just wanted to hang out all the time. And the best message I got from him was, like, he decided that Prem and Rogue are like horribly ambitious party animals. And there's one message I got from him, which was just out of the absolute blue, a link to a yacht. And he was like, let's do this. We'll split the cost and we'll have like 40 people over. And it was like 85,000 rupees or something. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that is very
Where
random.
Is this coming from, you weirdo? I don't want to have a party with you in a yacht inviting our closest friends. So
I think it must have been one of our rocking parties that he must have been very impressed with.
It was. But yeah, it wasn't on a yacht. Anyway, so back to the business at hand. So, Prem, tell us, have you ever hooked up with your ex to Netflix and chill or other stuff?
So Netflix and chill, well, maybe it was to start with Netflix and it didn't quite even go there.
Oh, well, well.
But listen, hello, Rogue. What is all this asking me about these personal questions? What about you, huh? What about you? Have you hooked up with an ex?
I'm not going to hedge. Yes, I have. That's it. That's all you're getting from me.
I have a funny story about this. I was dating someone in college and we broke up. But, you know, we had common friends, so we'd keep seeing each other. Mm-hmm. And a year had gone by since we had been broken up, and we were all out partying somewhere, and we got super drunk. One thing led to the other. The after party came to my place, and then you know, she ended up staying the night, and it was great, like very like romantic, and the sparks and everything was there. And then she left like early morning, late night. She had left. And then we had planned when she was leaving that we're going to meet the next day in the evening. And we did. And there was no vibe, nothing. It was so bland, so dry.
Oh, no.
I think it was like, yeah, it was just done. Oh. So we just like stayed for like 30, 40 minutes, exchanged pleasantries, and we walked away. And I was like, huh, okay. It was what it was.
Hey, so Vipul, this could happen to you, you know, where you're like all excited about something and then you find you have like nothing to say to each other or do to each other.
Exactly. But there's only one way to find out. So you know what, Vipul, you should actually do what you have to do and then write in and let us know how it went.
Right. And also, can I just say that, you know, you gave us only two options, which were either meet her for revenge or meet her for not revenge and just sex. But there is the third option, which is you could just say no. And not meet her. But tell us either way, or whatever you decide, yeah? We'll support you.
Yes.
We don't judge you.
Regardless.
We're here to hopefully guide you sensibly.
That's right. So, on this very happy note, Rogue, that would, the happiness would be you.
And the note would be you.
We're going to say goodbye, and we will be back soon.
Yes, we will. We'll catch you guys later. This is Prem and Rogue signing off. And hey, email us, lsdcast@sonolog.com, or tweet us or DM us, or you know, find us on Facebook at LSDcast. That's the Love, Sex and Dating Cast. Tell your friends about us, whether they're single or not, because love, sex and dating is for everybody.
And you know, all of us need some help. Some of us need it all the time.
All right, on that note. Ciao, guys.
Ciao, ciao.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating, with your hosts, Prem and Rogue. A Sonolog Production.